At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust over to everybody else in between. And speaking of hustlers, the Super Bowl, of course, is now just a few weeks away. And we're going to find out who's going to be playing in this Super Bowl. And tickets. Tickets are extremely limited for this football game. There's like 20,000, maybe 25,000 tickets. You know there's going to be a lot of first responders and, you know, all, you know, heroes and all that type of stuff, right? Not to mention, you know, the ton of sponsors. And I'm not kidding either. Mahomes and Rodgers are in that insurance commercial together. There's going to be like 5,000 State Farm agents at this game. If your house burns down during the Super Bowl, you're screwed. Jake's not picking up the phone. He's at the game. Hello, Jake from State Farm. Listen, screw off, all right? It's the third quarter of the Super Bowl. What do you want from me? So, as a Buffalo Bill fan, listen, we kind of screwed up. It's too late now. I can't get a press pass. I can't, like, just say, oh, snap my fingers and go to the game. I could do Media Row, all right? I could do the show for Media Row. But I can't just say, oh, I could get into the football game for free. You can't just tell them 2 weeks before. I know. I've been to Super Bowls. I know the process. You have to, like, have applied at the beginning of the year, essentially. Like, in September. Like, basically, like, mid-October is the cutoff for the Super Bowl. But I don't know if the Buffalo Bills are going to be there. But if they are, the cheapest ticket right now, Matias, to get into the Super Bowl, $7,999.
I would never do that. I would never pay for that. Not even
$7,999 upper deck end zone. So upper deck end zone. Now, dude, that's without service fees, I should note. And service fees, trust me, StubHub service fees, they're not cheap when you spend $300 on a ticket. All right. So, it's $8,000. Now, I will tell you, it was like $8,800 earlier in the day, and it's too expensive. It's going to come down. But the problem is, besides the Tampa fans who are going to get tickets due to them being season ticket holders, the other three franchises all have super psycho crazy fans. Bring it.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you. And nobody wants that. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
sportsgrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. Sportsgrid.com.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news you can use. You listen, you learn. Get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bid it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. Sirius XM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. Jason B. Takafin will join us. Great guest, actually. Big fan of Jason. I met Jason through Ariel Helwani, UFC, of course. We'll get Ariel on the show. I was going to actually text Ariel today, but I was like, you know what? Oh, man, this dude's swamped right now. I don't want to be that jerk. I don't want to be that jerk. I told the story, too, when I saw Helwani. Last time I know Ariel, he used to call me when he was a kid. He was younger. He used to listen to me. I was the host of the Expos postgame show. And so he's always been real cool to me, even after when he got all big and stuff. I didn't even realize how big he became, but I realize now I know, obviously. But like he was real big. So it was in Vegas. It was after a UFC card. It was like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, whatever, before the shutdown, and or it was super whatever it was. And I was at the airport in Vegas, and I saw Ariel, and I didn't say anything to him, right? I figured, man, this guy's been bothered all weekend. UFC, he's drained. He's always fighting with Dana White and everything. Plus, I was really hungover, and I was pretty drained out myself. So I didn't say anything. And he came up to me. He's like, well, you don't say hi. What's going on? I was like, I don't want to bother you. He's like, bother me. He's like, I'll come on your show anytime. You never asked me. I was like, all right. So I asked him like 2 nights later. He came on right away. He's like, you didn't take long. I'm like, well, you said anytime. Right? So, Ariel's good friends with Jason B. Takafin, actually, from Montreal, right? Ariel Helwani's from Montreal. Jason B. Takafin's from Montreal. Jason worked for the UFC. He's a big sports consultant now, and he was a general manager of the Vancouver Canadiens, who was the one of the Oakland Athletics farm teams. And he won 3 straight championships, actually, Jason did. So he'll join us. We'll talk some baseball with Jason, a lot of baseball stuff. To get to. I was talking about the Super Bowl here and the tickets. And as a Buffalo Bill fan, I was thinking, I'm like, man, if the Bills make the Super Bowl, I got to be there, right? It's one of those, you know, when I was younger, you know, sort of, I was just happy teams. As you get older, it's once in a lifetime stuff. I'm a big Raptor fan, so I went to the NBA Finals. You know, I've been to NBA All-Star Games, national championship games, you know, college, etc. So I've been to a lot of championships before, but I've never seen the Bills in a Super Bowl. When the Bills were making a Super Bowl before, I was a big degenerate gambler, but I never even considered going to the games. I was like, I'm just betting like $15,000 on the game, right? But now that I'm older, I'm like, man, I really like to be there. And I actually like the less fans. It's cool in the stadium. It actually makes it more special that you're there, but it also makes it more expensive to get in. See, the tickets wouldn't be this expensive, guys, if the stadium was going to be able to be full. But as I was saying before, when we went into the break, that people in Buffalo have more money than you realize, right? Look at all the money they donate to all these players' charities all the time. And the Buffalo Bill fans travel very well to like warm weather places, all right? They'll just look at it like an expensive vacation, and they love the Bills. So you're going to have Bills fans that are going to be willing to pay like up to like this price. Green Bay Packer fans are as hardcore as you get. All right. They haven't been in the Super Bowl for a while. It's also very cold where they are. right? It's like a warm weather vacation. Same thing. The Wisconsin Badgers, man, they're like one of the best traveling college teams out there. All right? Like whenever they play in warm, like Rose Bowls, whenever they play in warm weather places, people save their money for this stuff. They live in, they die for this stuff. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs fans, though, they're as hardcore as you get as well. They really are. They're as hardcore as you get as well. But the fact is, they were in the Super Bowl last year, right? And all the hardcore fans would have went. Like, you know, it's like I know ticket brokers and I was in the business. They hate when the Patriots are in the Super Bowl. If you're a Patriot fan, you made 9 Super Bowls. You're like, oh, I've already been, man. I saw them win. I saw them lose. I saw them. Nah, I'm not spending it. I'm not spending $5K. I'll watch you. You know what I mean, it's one of those once in a lifetime things. You're not going to want to do it all the time. Super Bowls are a pain in the ass with the security and everything. It's not like a real game. You can't like just smoke weed in the parking lot and get drunk at a Super Bowl, guys. Like the parking lot's closed. There's like tanks and stuff. Like it's, you're in a war zone. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're really like in a green zone. Like, I remember I was in Houston, man. I was standing there and I looked up and I'm like, what the hell? And somebody told me, don't worry, they're just snipers. I was like, yeah, that's nice. Like, it's like there's snipers everywhere. Like, it's really, it's over the top. It's over the top. But so speaking of the ticket, though, as a Bills fan, I was sort of thinking, all right, I know it's going to be expensive, but what would I go up to? What would you go up to, Matisse? You say you're a Falcon fan. What would you go up to see the Falcons? But I'm not saying that I'm more of a Bills fan than you're a Falcon fan, but I probably am. And
you're older than me. And, you better be.
Yeah, and secondly, you know, the Bills are much more of a hardcore fan base than the Falcons are. Let's just be real. It's a different.
I'm from Los Angeles. So, yeah, you know, I'm true and loyal. That's just the way I am. But I wouldn't pay more. If the Falcons were in the Super Bowl, I wouldn't pay more than $500 for a ticket.
That's you couldn't get into an NBA regular season game for $500 when we come back. So yeah, you're not going to a Super Bowl anytime soon. No. So I was thinking myself, look, the most I ever paid to get into an event was the NBA Finals. And it was $1,500 in that rate, $1,500 for one ticket. And it was it was standing room, but it was pretty cool, actually, the standing room. You could move around. So, but it was $1,500. That was pretty much. But the thing is, then you've got plane tickets. Throw in the plane tickets. Let's do the math right now. We only got a couple minutes before the break. I'm going to try to do this fast. I'm going to look it up fast. How much is a hotel room right now? Tampa hotels. How much do you think a hotel room is for Super Bowl weekend? You sleep where? You sleep on the street? Can't just sleep on the street?
$900 to $1,000.
All right. Let's say Friday, February 5th. Check in here. Friday, February 5th. And we'll check out the 8th. All right, here we go. God, I hate these websites. Why is nothing easy? Yeah, I'm seeing like $600, $700. We'll get into the total prices here. So, plus plane fare, tickets, StubHub, 2 people. Dude, you're talking like, and plus, you know, you're going to need money to get around and have a good time there. You're talking basically a date for 2 to the Super Bowl will set you back about $25,000. About $25,000. Besides Jay-Z, who has that type of money to drop in a football game, Matthias? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too bad that they priced out the common fan from this stuff. You know, they don't want you there, basically. You know, but like I said, this year it's a little different because there's, you know, it's limited capacity. And like I said, the teams are very, very popular as well. I want to get the hotel room rates for Super Bowl weekend, the exact rates. But dear God, that's a lot of money, man. So no, I will not be attending the Super Bowl now. Imagine though, if it's Buffalo fans are insane. I'm interested in the ticket prices to see what happens. These are the tickets now. Let's see what they are after when we see the matchups. Like I said, people from Kansas City just went to the Super Bowl last year and probably paid like a ton of money to get in last year, right? So they might not be as eager to do it again, but if it's Kansas City and Green Bay, man, that's Super Bowl I. Come on. Mahomes versus Rodgers, rematch, Super Bowl I. Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of cheese, Wisconsin. That's a lot of cheese. Bring it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To you 24 hours a day,
7 days a week,
with the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. I am Gable Morenci. We're throwing it down in the late night hours. The countdown to kickoff is on. But, of course, there's been a lot of baseball news this week, and it all started with the former, and I should add, the former general manager of the New York Mets flashing his junk unsolicitedly to a reporter. Let's bring in a man who's been a general manager, and I assume that didn't flash his junk to anybody because he won a bunch of championships with the Vancouver Canadiens. Our main man, Jason B. Tackerfin, steps up in it. Jason, it's always a pleasure, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I will confirm I've never flashed my junk to anybody.
You know what? But listen, you've been a baseball executive, and, you know, Jared Porter was a young guy, but he worked his way up the ladder. He clearly had great connections working with Theo Epstein and the Chicago Cubs. What a way for to lose a job like this. You become the general manager of the New York Mets. These jobs don't come along that easily.
They don't come along that easily. Great ownership group also. I know there's been talk about, I don't know why they didn't do their due diligence. The story has been out there since 2017, since it all went down. ESPN kind of sat on it, which is its own sort of issue or its own scandal. And look, it's unfortunate for the female reporter. It's unfortunate for everybody, really. Minus even the flashing of the junk. I mean, he texted her 62 times in a row, which in itself is a form of harassment in itself is, you know, nefarious. So hopefully everybody can move on from that, or at the very least, people involved in the situation, especially the reporter, could, you know, she can have her career back.
So you've dealt with all kinds of, you know, big name players that went on to become big league players. All kinds of players went through the Vancouver system. Nick Swisher, you know, Joe Blanton, Rich Harden, Dallas Braden, Dan Straley. Noah Syndergaard many years ago. Like, we could talk about different players that went through the system. They get talked to by the organization. Did you guys get talked to by the Oakland Athletics? Was there sort of like a playbook, so to speak? All right, the Athletics pass it on to you because you're getting players when they're young and they can make these mistakes, and you have to ingrain it in them. Listen, it might seem like a good idea. You know, you might think you have a relationship with her, but everything that you do is going to be saved. Every picture is saved. Every video is saved. Did you guys have a playbook for talking to young baseball players about this stuff?
We did. Both the A's and the Blue Jays were very on top of these things. They had we had very open communication with them. We have a lot of players come through. We'd have about 50 or 60 per year when guys get cut or promoted or demoted. So it's bound to happen. It's a numbers game where something is going to happen, whether someone gets a DUI or someone gets caught with drugs or someone gets caught you know, we had one of our players got busted for 50 games with a non-performance enhancing substance. So we have stuff, and we go right to the parent company when that happens, because they are, and I hate using this term, but they are property of those teams. They are the ones who they report to them. I've had to take players out of housing families, because housing families like, no, we don't want this guy in the house anymore. There's some issues. I've had to pick players up. I've had to drive across Washington and Oregon to get players and bring them across the border. But there is a playbook. I think now, you know, I left in 2013. I know teams now are getting very serious about the 360 degrees of a player. Like Gabe, it used to, when we were growing up, it used to be, okay, can the guy take ground balls? How does he look taking batting practice? How are his wrists? And that's it. And then you kind of, whatever happened, happened. And now it's just, you know, people are treating them, and not just baseball, but we'll stick to baseball, as like they are 360 degrees, living, breathing entities that have emotions, that need food, that need to sleep, that need to exercise, that need mental performance training, that need stretching and all these different things. And teams are a lot more in tune with that, so to speak.
And they have to be much more in tune with the, obviously, it's a new era right now. It's a new society, right? And, you know, we talk about the Me Too culture, but, you know, like I use Tony La Russa as a good example. Tony La Russa, you know, a couple of months ago gets pulled over. You know, he says, you know, oh, I just had a glass of wine, but he smashes into the curb. Yet he busts out his World Series ring. And, hey, I'm Tony La Russa. I've won a World Series. That might have worked, like, in St. Louis, like, 20 years ago. Nowadays, the average cop doesn't know who Tony La Russa is or doesn't care, because everything is documented. Totally. Right? If everything, the police officer, the body cam, everything that you do is documented. I mean, come on, guys. Imagine, you know, what's happened in the past you could get away with in the good old boy network of the baseball world. You can't get away with right now. And somebody brought up a good point earlier in the week to me as well and said Steve Cohen's company lost a lot of money through lawsuits through the Me Too movement. The last thing he needed was to start off like this.
Right.
So let me ask you, you said, and I can't help it, we're not going to ask for names, but you know everyone at home's right now thinking, oh man, I wonder who. But I could just imagine the calls that you got. What was it like when you called the Oakland Athletics or the Blue Jays and had to say, listen, man, you know, Johnny's in big trouble here, right? Did they get mad at you? Because you're almost like supposed to be the guardian in a sense, but they understand you can't control these kids, right? But I imagine, Jason, it must have been a couple of times you're like, oh God, I don't want to make this call. They're going to think I can't control these kids.
Yeah, I can't mention names, or I won't mention names just out of respect for those players. But we don't feel guilty. It's more about the player's safety and the team's safety. Like, you don't really think about, like, how am I going to look? It's mostly the situations that I've been in. It's let's help this kid. Like, let's get him out of trouble. Let's get him help. Yeah. Let's remove him from the team so that he can, like, the cases that I've been in have not been super deliberate mistakes. They have been in, okay, there's someone that has a bigger issue here. Let's sort this out and let's get this person some help, just like you would a non-professional athlete. And those have been tough calls and those have been tough interactions and sort of the transition period. But at the end of the day, everyone's better for it because you get the person help. The worst thing you can do is what probably happened in the old boys club, which is, it's like, you know, all the lawsuits the NHL players are going through, right? It's all these guys were just numbed up, so their pain went away, and they just went back on the ice. The worst thing you can do is just say, yeah, just get back out there. Take a pill. Take this. Tough it out. This and that, right? Like, just – and now of the positives of the Me Too movement is players aren't scared to, or human beings aren't scared to, hey, look, there's something wrong. Or, hey, look, I need some help with something.
Yeah.
Or, hey, look, I need – I got to talk to you. And we had really good managers. One thing the Jays and A's emphasize is really strong leadership in the clubhouse and really strong leadership on that bus. And we had really open communication with them. And it wasn't like a whose side did they take. It's not one versus the other. It's, hey, this is going on. You know, you have to call your manager at 6 a.m, 6 hours after a game ending. You have a housing family who's like, listen, we have a curfew at midnight. And this guy came home at 6 a.m., two nights in a row, out of the house, end of story. Okay, out of the house, end of story. It's your house, right? And those are, that happens actually more often than you'd believe. But, hey, listen, it's their house, and someone has issues, you got to take care of it, right? Like, it's that simple.
And if you're an organization too, and I get it, I imagine in the old days, it would be like, all right, listen, the kid's drinking too much, or the kid's doing this, or he's doing that. But, you know, it's going to get swept under the carpet because the manager's trying to work his way up. It's, you know, the old sort of suck it up routine. Except nowadays, right, I imagine an organization, that's the last thing they want. They don't want you to sweep it up. Oh, yeah, yeah, this guy's been hitting his girlfriend, and he's actually a hardcore alcoholic, but he's a hell of a baseball player. They don't want that imploding on them 5 years later when he's in the big leagues, right? And they're like, how come no one ever told us about this, right? Like, I imagine they want to know immediately, right? As soon as something's wrong, tell us so we can deal with it.
So we got because we're in Canada, in order for them to get a Canadian visa to be able to work in Canada, they had to pass a bunch of background checks. So we actually learned a lot about players. We had a lot of players that did not make it over the border.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Because of things they didn't even know.
And Jason, we should note, everybody, Jason actually worked for the UFC before as well. And, you know, you imagine in the early days that I was in the mixed martial arts business, one of the biggest challenges, right, was, oh, well, this guy never told us that there's a warrant out for his arrest. This guy never told us that he can't fly internationally. This guy never told us he's on the no-fly list. All kinds of stuff behind the scenes that the UFC had to deal with in the early days. I used to see it firsthand. You know, I used to see it firsthand. Another company, Apex Championship Fighting, once had a couple of fighters. You know, it was like assault charges, you know, drunk driving and this and that. And, you know, it's funny what money can do, though, right? They basically had to pay like $25,000 and they were under their own supervision. But, yeah, I can imagine the things you find out when you're doing background checks on players, bro.
We had two players that the A's told. So what will happen is they'll send me as the general manager at the time. They'll send me the list that has all their passport information and everything. And I have to go and, let's say, receive them. And there's a few players who sometimes just don't make it. And it's some things that have happened 4 or 5 years ago when the Canadian government is just like, hey, listen, like, it just,
yeah,
no. And to be honest, it wasn't like super, super serious things that, like, you know, you and I would sort of sit down and be like, whoa. It was just like, look, you're not allowed to come into this country, live and work in this country, end of story. And listen, in 2013, one of the reasons why the Vancouver Canes beat the Boise Hawks, which, by the way, if you look at the lineup, half of them are in the majors, with the Cubs affiliate against the Blue Jays affiliate in 2013. The Cubs didn't want to send their players across the border. They didn't want to renew their visa for September.
Yeah.
So Almora, all these guys, none of them went to Canada. So we won an easy 2 games because they were literally, they looked like the Washington Capitals now, like without like half the roster. Right. So
the Rickets really are that cheap. Huh? Oh, my God. All right, hold on, Jason. Hold on. Time's just fly by here. We've got to take a quick break on the late night anger management class. And speaking of the Blue Jays, I want to get Jason's thoughts on the Springer signing, as well as what San Diego's done in the offseason. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
There's a pandemic going on out there. It's the only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the goal line.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. we do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk right here.
You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down with Jason B. Takafed, former general manager of the Vancouver Canadiens, sports consultant, executive, work with the UFC as well. So a ton of stuff we can get to here, Jason. And just one, you know, thing, you know, I get a laugh out of. I can just imagine. I'd love to sit down and have a couple of drinks with you off the record and hear some of these stories. But remember after 9/11 happened, man, a lot of Dominican players got like 5 years older because what happened was suddenly, and you know, you're in baseball, right?
Yeah.
It was like, all right, guys, listen, man, that piece of paper that you're calling ID, we can't have this anymore. And if you're going to come back after, like, basically ID became real after 9/11. All right. In everyone's world. Okay. ID and a lot of baseball players that were like, you know, like Jose Mesa was the best, man. Dude, like, said he was, like, 20. He said he was, like, 32, but he had a daughter that was, like, 24 years old. It's like, well, unless, bro, you were a father when you were 8, something's not adding up here, right? Something's not adding up. But, we can go on and on about that. But let me ask you. So George Springer gets signed. I love the deal. I'm glad that the Jays are being aggressive. We all know that Rogers, their owners, have the money. It just left a bad taste in my mouth and reminded me about the whole scandal in which there was zero punishment for any of the players. They never were sorry. They basically did an FU mock little 30-second thing before spring training. They got lucky with no fans, and now he cashes in and he makes 150. I'm not saying that George Springer's the worst guy in the world, but I can't help but think about a guy like Mike Bolsinger that's getting lit up by the Astros. They're banging on garbage cans when it's 11-2, and he's pitching in the Mexican League now. Yeah. Like, it's like, man, you know, there was nothing. Like, crime does pay, I guess. And I'm going to bring Pete Rose up. Like, what's worse for the integrity of the game? Like, banging on garbage cans, videos, you know, cameras and video this and all the cheating, or betting on your team, or even the steroid guys, you know, whatever. They didn't know what pitch was coming. You know what I mean? Like, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth, even though I like the signing. You know what I mean?
No, I couldn't agree more. I actually would further what you're saying and say the Astros actually got lucky they didn't win the World Series in 2019 either. Because had they won the World Series against the Nationals, especially at home, and then that thing breaks, and then John Boy breaks it a couple months later, I think this is a much bigger scandal. I think this is a much bigger deal. I'm with you. I actually think if I had to list the scandals that are worse for the integrity of a game, I would put the garbage can right up there with Deflategate and Bountygate. Deflategate and Spygate for what the Patriots say. Like, I call it white-collar steroids. Like, you're getting the answers before the test, right? And not only are there no repercussions, but Altuve's 5-year extension kicked in, $28 million per. Springer's getting 6 years, $25 million per. Bregman's got a $100 million contract. He's going to be a free agent when he's 29 years old. Verlander's money kicked in. Greinke's money kicked in. And there were no repercussions. And I like the signing for the Blue Jays. I like them being aggressive. I like the fact of being aggressive, even though they're not actually doing it to monetize anything, because they're not even selling tickets. It's one thing if they make a big trade and then they're going to get...
Which actually surprises me, because they've been kind of frugal in the past when they're selling 45,000 tickets a game.
I know.
It's kind of strange. The timing was strange, Jason. It caught me off guard.
I like it. And you know what? If you had to pay a little bit extra to play in Canada or to play in Buffalo, whatever's going to happen this year, or to maybe get that sixth year, why not? There's no salary cap. My phone bill's going up anyways. Your phone bill's going up anyways. Yeah. You have a pretty good team. You have a great... I'm very traditional in my what it takes to win in baseball, and that in the American League, I think you have to have a relentless lineup. Pitching is great, but I think if you can walk into a stadium in a 3-game series and that other team knows that you can put up 20 to 25 runs in 3 games and just wear out your bullpen, I think that speaks more volumes than if you're rolling out an ace or like a knockout closer. I think now they have a relentless lineup. I'm pretty sure they're not done in the offseason. Like, I'm pretty sure Grishik's name has been thrown around. you know, Gurriel's name always seems to be in. Gurriel's been on the trade block since he signed. He's one of those guys, right? Like, he's just always, you know, from my trial, I remember Halak, Ryder. It was always like, these guys are always on the trade block, right? So he's one of those, and Gurriel's one of those guys. And there's rumors they're going to pick up more pitching. Why not? I mean, they have a chance here. I don't know that they have said that they're not going to tinker with the playoffs and still going to go back to 10 teams. If I were a betting man, I would say it's going to go after 12. They'll figure out how to get an extra series in there just to monetize it and just to make a little bit more money and maybe cut the season a little bit. But it's exciting. And you know what? Blue Jays Twitter was on fire yesterday. And there's something to be said for that when, like, there's just a raw excitement when a story breaks at 11 to 15 p.m. Eastern and everyone's going crazy. And no Springer, well, he's no spring chicken. That's a terrible pun, but he hasn't lost any foot speed. He's one of the best postseason hitters of our generation. He's a leadoff hitter extraordinaire. I have no doubt he can move over to right field or left field. They can figure it out. Right, Gurriel looks to be pretty as a pretty solid outfielder. I have no doubt he can go, to right field if they truly need him. Teoscar can DH, Vlad can DH. They can move guys around. It's a great lineup now. It's very exciting. It's dynamic. Biggio can get on base. These guys can run. These guys can hit. Teoscar, you know, Teoscar's compared to David Ortiz in that he's a late bloomer and the ball just explodes off his bat. Like, what a comparison, right? Like, that's crazy.
If you look at the Toronto Blue Jays lineup right now, as is, George Springer, Biggio, Bichette, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Teoscar Hernandez, Gurriel, Tellez, Grishuk, and Alejandro Kirk, and they have Danny Jansen behind the plate as well. That's the thing. They have a little bit of depth now as well, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of depth with the bats. You have an extra outfielder. Okay, fine. You're in the American League. There's a DH. You know, it's relentless. You're playing 162 games this year. And I'm with you. I get it. Pitching. But whatever, dude. When you're playing against the Yankees and you're playing against that power as much as you are, you're not going to outpitch them, Jason. You know this. You're a baseball guy. I don't have to tell you this. You better be able to put runs on the board as well. Because you're not going to have five aces. The studs, hitters play every day. Your pitcher only pitches once every 5 days.
Totally. And you know what? The pitcher, it's not like you have a true horse that's going to go nine innings, like a Pedro back in the day that's going to rest.
Yeah, everybody goes five now. Exactly.
Right. So it doesn't matter. Even your aces go five or six. So if you're going to spend money, load up in the lineup. And I would even say further to that is that you have small ballparks like Baltimore and New York. So, and the Sky Dome is a launching pad too. I mean, Fenway's hard to hit home runs because of the wall, but you could still get doubles off that. Like, you play in a division where the ball just flies out of there. Leverage that. Double down on that, right?
Yeah, like, that's a great point.
Hit the ball, double down on hitting. I wouldn't even be surprised if when they make a few trades, they even get a hitter back, or at the very least, maybe get a defensive replacement so they can have more hitters. Like, their hitters don't necessarily have to be taken out of the lineup late.
And defense is almost – it's a great point you just raised as far as defense, because the Jays have struggled defensively, and people think it's just pitching, but even the best pitchers are going to get hit. You have to have guys that can actually field the ball, right? And I think the Jays are just sort of looking to put a couple of finishing touches on that. So people are very excited about Toronto, and I think rightfully so. People are pretty fired up about San Diego. These guys aren't playing around, Jason.
No.
San Diego – I'm a Dodger fan, and – they're coming for us. Like, they're coming for us. They're young. They're brash. They remind me, they're like a West Coast. The Jays in San Diego are almost, like, similar. Like, I see a ton of similarities between these two teams. Are they on a collision course? I don't know. People like the bettors out there, oh, man, you know, San Diego, Toronto, World Series, get in on this. But you got to like what San Diego's done. They already have the great young lineup. Now they bring in Yu Darvish and Blake Snell.
Yeah, and that's not even including Mike Clevenger, who's going through Tommy John, who's going to be back in 2022. One thing I love about the Padres is that they're going after the Dodgers. They're not – it reminds me of the Houston Rockets with Daryl Morey going after the Warriors. They're not waiting for the rebuild. They're not waiting for the guys to get over just to kind of buy their time. They're going – no, we got Fernando Tatis at literally 3 cents on the dollar for what he's worth. We got
point.
An MVP. We got
it's
a Hall
like
of
the
Fame.
NFL having Mahomes on the cheap. You stack up with skill position players around him. Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. That is as must-see TV as you can get between the Padres and Dodgers. And I'm not even talking about Bueller, Kershaw, Betts. You're talking like Tatis, Machado's already a little bit of bad blood. You know, Yu Darvish brings it. Clevenger brings it. It's going to, you know, Cronenworth. There are so many good players. Will Myers, there are so many good players in that rivalry. And I just wish they can sell tickets because you know that atmosphere would be, it would be the new Dodgers Giants, right? Like it would be the, it would actually, what it actually would be, it would be like the new Raiders Chargers, where it's like very dangerous to go to those games because like it's, where the, just the emotion is just through the roof and it, it's sort of like it emanates out of the stadium.
It's credit. It really is. Give credit to San Diego as well.
I love it.
That they've spent all this money knowing they're not selling tickets, right? They've sent the message. It's like, you know what? And they sent the message to everyone in baseball when they didn't option Fernando Tatis Jr. down to try to get another year out of it. They said, you know what? The kid's a superstar. He's good enough to play. Let's not play around. And that's the type of stuff that not only you get loyalty down the road from, but sends a message to players around the league that, hey, look, they gave Machado money. They didn't screw around with the kid, even though they could have got him for another year worth of service because they think they're competitive. Now they're all in. Like if I'm a baseball player and I'm out there, I'm almost calling my agent. Hey, did San Diego call or what? Like, tell them I want in. Like, you know what I mean?
And
it's a beautiful city. Beautiful city, right?
One of the nicest stadiums, too, and one of the best fan bases. And they're just waiting to explode. And I would even say it started with Eric Hosmer. Because you get a guy, you get a veteran who's been, you know, he's been to the World Series two times. He's one of those like older veterans where I think when he, by the time he was 28, 29 or 27, he had been in the league for 8-9 years. He has seen a lot. He has been that top prospect that has struggled and I was sent down. Remember, it was like him, Moustakas, all those guys, Gordon, they were struggling as a unit and then they kind of all gelled at the same time and they hung on, Dayton Moore hung on.
Listen,
to them.
Jason. We could talk baseball all night, but we're already up against it. I want to get who's going to, we got like a minute and a half, so I'm going to ask you who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl and where can people find your podcast that you break it down and talk baseball?
Well, you can get my podcast is the IBWAA podcast. You can find it at my Twitter at Jason B. Takifman. Super Bowl, I'm going to go Bills and Packers. And give me the Packers late in that Super Bowl.
Ooh, Bills and Packers. Can you imagine? Can you imagine like the Buffalo Bills? And I'm a lifelong Buffalo Bill fan, as you know, Jason, and it's torturous. And you'd think, man, only if you could just get past Kansas City, then, you know, we'll win the Super Bowl for sure. It's like, no, you get past Kansas City, and you've either got Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers waiting for you on the other side. You can't make this up, but I'll tell you what, Jason, whoever wins the Super Bowl this year definitely earned it.
100%. Through the COVID,
the protocols, and then just the quality of teams and quarterbacks and coaches that you have to go through right now to try to win a Super Bowl. It really is unbelievable. But, man, it's amazing how time just flew talking baseball right now. And you know there'll be more news. I'm sure the Mets, something will happen with the Mets.
Always does.
Yeah, give it a couple of days. Like, don't think they're done. Don't think they're done. Jason, it's great to catch up with you, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Good to hear from you. Thanks, Gabe.
There's Jason B. Takifman, former general manager of the Vancouver Canadiens and a three-time A-ball champion as well with the Oakland Athletics.
It's simple, really. Sports Grid, good. Everything else, bad. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the Greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We know things are nuts out there. You need something to depend on.
That's where we come in.
Coming to you 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
With the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else.
Depend on it.
Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Three-minute warning. Level three. Quickest 180 minutes of sports talk on radio. Tonight, no exception once again. You know what? I know it was there's football, but listen, nobody talks more football than we do. Yet it felt good to talk baseball. You know, it's one of those hope springs eternal type of deals. You know what I mean? I think baseball will be pretty symbolic this year once again because it'll mean spring. And, you know, this winter has seemed long for everybody due to the pandemic. And our thoughts and prayers, our condolences to the families. So many people lost during this pandemic and unfortunately going to be more. Hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel eventually, and sort of baseball, you just sort of think of summer and come on, man, hopefully things will be better by then. Now, we were also talking earlier about so I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. I am Gabriel Morenci kicking it. Shout out to all of our AM affiliates that tuning in. Shout out to SoCal, the Mightier 1090, Sirius XM, Channel 204. A little baseball talk for those of you in San Diego. Tell you the Dodgers and Padres, that's going to be a crazy rivalry. That's going to be off the hook. But talking about the Super Bowl, listen, the tickets right now are 8K. They're going to go down. It'll probably go down to about 5K, 5,500. The market opened up today on StubHub. So, you know, they opened up high, obviously. If I was dying type of thing, and hopefully, you know, I'm not, but, you know, God willing, then it'd be different. But it'd be one of these deals where I could pull it off, yet I'd have no money after. And I'm not going to, you know, this is where me being a bettor comes into play here. The Buffalo Bills make the Super Bowl. I don't want to spend $18,000 going to Tampa Bay, hotel rooms, tickets, and everything else in between, and then have $250 left to bet on the game. That type of money, man, you go to Hawaii and stuff and you watch the game. You can go to Costa Rica, right? You have a good time there. Well, I've watched the Super Bowl in Costa Rica, and trust me, it was a good time. They don't have sports books in Costa Rica, but you can bet on sports there. They have like a machine in the casino. So it's not like a sports book, but there's a machine in a casino with like a hot Costa Rican chick that like walks you through it. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school?
Yeah. We can't get over it either.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.